为你不想回来。But most of the songs that I've written, that first one was Happy Times of the first album that I ever did. And it was on the same session that which I wrote, and Al Hurt went to the moon with it. It's called Java, the first big hit that I ever wrote.I didn't know it until Al Hurt recorded it.
Thank you.
to be me. In a cold gym and a thrill of your very soul. That's the sweet forgiven love. Oh, with the top of the name against the very floor. That's the sweet forgiven love. Oh, just the thought of not seeing you would blow my mind. I was about to give up, but you came just in time. With your sweet touch of love, oh yes, you did. You brought out the best in me, made me leave the rest of me behind. Oh yes, you did. You didn't give up me from loneliness and loneliness. Oh yes, and all of it took. To let me know, girl, that I couldn't live without your love. I found joy I had been missing so long. It was a sweet touch of love. It was a sweet touch of love. Studio waiting for the red light to come on. Take one, take 15, take 42. Let's try it again tomorrow. It's not happening. But I must say, during that period, it's been quite interesting. So many people came to the studio to record. And I wrote many songs for many folk that if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have written that kind of song. Because my own life is not exciting enough to write many songs. But when someone walks in, they inspire something. Many have inspired much. And there was a young man from Scotland that came over talking that all Cockney accent. Curly hair, and he used to carry a little police case around with warm Miller High Life ponies. They drink them hot beers over there. They don't have much ice. They ask me, you want ice? And they ask me with an attitude. But I love it. So I say, yes. But this gentleman inspired a lot of songs that I wrote for him. And the girls liked him very much, so I like that. I've seen the rain pouring down. The sky was gray with a speck of blue down. Peeked through the hole in the clouds. The sun was screaming, hey, you know. We are talking about your trouble. What I can do about it. accent, just like the old movers, but when he sounds like he's from the Delta, Mississippi. I don't understand that. But it was wonderful, and he wasn't imitating anyone. He just happened to be a very soulful cat. Yeah.
Again, and she starts.
Thank you.
Mother,
one old dude way back there. My man there, way up. That person, of course, being a certain girl, who wrote for Ernie Cato, and it did fairly well. It was re-recorded by a group from England, and they sold more records than Ernie Cato, and he was so cocky, I was glad to tell him. I know. Mother-in-law for him, which went to number one in the country. Yep. And my grandmother called me and said, how could you write a nasty little song? I told her, Mom, I didn't take it seriously. They used to use those things as jokes on television before they could say any and everything like they say now. And the nuns who used to take care of us say, well, it's number one in the country. Maybe your grandson is on the side. Fortune teller I wrote for Benny Spellman, who was the low voice on Mother. He was one of the I used him as a backup singer. And when Mother-in-law went to number one in the country, Benny convinced all of us that it was only because of Ernie Cato, me nobody. And he would hound me daily to, I should write him his own song where he can do his beautiful voice. So I did write him a song called Lipstick Traces, Pretty Brown Eyes. And I wrote the other side, which was Fortune Teller, which we thought was a B-side, Big Lie. But it was for the Rolling Stones, I'm glad to say. Because they knew how to roll all the way to the bank. We didn't know where the bank was at that time. Of course, working in the coal mine, I wrote for Lee Dawson. And we did very well with it. And then later on, it was recorded by other folk. And when Tom Jones had a TV show, see, none of you youngsters know about Tom Jones. It was from way across the water. But anyway, I was looking at television one night, and he had some ladies in bikinis with a little ponytail, and they had little pickaxes working in the coal mine. I said, get down with you, man. I hadn't thought of it like that. Then later on, Devo recorded it, and he used it in the movie Heavy Metal. It was a cartoon movie. You're not supposed to laugh about that. Supposed to know. It was a kind of risky cartoon movie, but it wasn't bad. But they did a high-tech version, and I love that version as well. And I never thought of it as a lady's song, but the judge recorded it on an album. And on that album, along with the rest, that album sold about 3 million copies, so it's a lady's song. It's a romantic lady song, working in the coal mine. But again, if it wasn't for me about to record Satan Folk, I wouldn't have written Working in the Coal Mine for nobody but Lee Dawson. Neither one of us knew anything about a coal mine. That's why the little song is so shallow. We didn't go very deep. Thank you. 2 years. Well, that song, the album produced by Joe Henry, and of course me and Brad met our played two pianos on that, and he was wonderful. Joe had such good bull sight.
Did I lie once?
Jerry Garcia. I was a Jerry Garcia fan. Yes, indeed. I was very grateful to the great group. And he recorded several of my songs, and I did dearly love that group. Most interesting. Take care of the children. something called a mind drum. And there are folks in the street. And there are kings and queens riding on the floats. And there are people standing around saying, throw me some mist. You found that funny. You found it fascinating. But it's about parades and floats. Mr. Mardi Gras, Mr. Mardi Gras. Everybody knows Mr. Mardi Gras. Mr. Mardi Gras, Mr. Mardi Gras. Standing from all kinds of things, so they
Thank you. This world my hat is a plan. I had it all planned not to make a friend. But a little bit of tears. Certainly is yours. for a moment. I'm just weary to my bone. Still, you don't expect to be bright and vulnerable, so far away from home. So.
The sons of woman boys and the
sons of engineers, by their father's magic carpet, made of steel. Mothers with their veins of steel, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rings is all they feel.
us. When he packed us up, and we just gotta take the ride. And further we'd get out of town, and further houses were bought. Someone there who could do something about anything. be this old lady who's sitting rocking chair on the left side of the door. And she just rocked back and forth very slowly. But her eyes just about closed. She was the matriarch of all. She knew more than everyone else, and she said less. That's usually the case anyway. Thank you.
Stop. But if you leave me, baby, I'll be calling.